You're listening to Greater LA on KCRW, the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. I'm Saul Gonzalez of KQED's The California Report, sitting in for Steve Chiatakis, and let's start with some romance. For all the singles out there listening, you don't need me to tell you how difficult modern dating is, and the pandemic certainly didn't make it any easier. Just about everybody went to dating apps. A Chapman University study found approximately 96% of single people were using dating apps at the height of the pandemic. That number has decreased some, but a lot of relationships still start online. But what if you want to make an old-fashioned in-person connection? Well, here's one option. It's a monthly comedy dating show experience that's been shaking up an East Hollywood theater with laughs and love. KCRW's Kelsey Gante has the details.
Welcome to Love Isn't Blind.
Every month, dozens of singles gather at the comedy show Love Isn't Blind for an escape from the drear of online dating. Comedian Alison Goldberg is on stage revving up the crowd of singles. Her aim? Getting people off their phones and in the game.
I think dating online is a travesty of humanity. It is a cesspool. It is atrocious. How many words can I come up with right now?
But
I'm on them.
The name of the show, Love Isn't Blind, is a riff on the Netflix series Love Is Blind. There, contestants try to find love without meeting face-to-face. But after the isolation of the pandemic and the rising popularity of online dating, Goldberg is all for face-to-face connections. And she's trying to create a better dating experience for women than what the apps have to offer.
Now, normally this is the dating show where the men can't speak because men should be seen but not heard.
Many women I know have gotten used to subpar online dating experiences. Boring dates, inconsistent communication, and ghosting are all par for the course. But at Love Isn't Blind, Goldberg flips the script with a feminist twist. Here, four men vie for the attention of a lucky bachelorette.
A lot of people after these shows, they asked me, they said, Allie, when are you going to reverse it and have four women compete for one man? And my answer has always been, never.
Well, almost never. Occasionally, she experiments with queer versions. Or a one-night-only reunion special, like the one I went to in December. That time, four previous bachelorettes got to join in on the fun as contestants. In any format, there are plenty of games for everyone to get to know each other.
Have you ever cheated?
Ooh. Yes.
Some of the show segments include going through the contestants' phones and calling their parents.
Hello?
Hi, this is Allie. I really hope this is Hannah's dad.
Yes, it is.
By the end of the show, there's only one contestant left on stage for The Bachelor, and the winning couple disappears for a date. But for the rest of the crowd, the real fun begins at the after party. The venue transforms into a dance floor where the losing contestants join the crowd of singles ready to mingle. And with the help of music, a full bar, and designated wingmen in fairy costumes, it turns the show into an immersive dating experience for everyone involved. Wingwoman Mary Jo Matta is handing out wristbands.
The green one for single, red for taken, purple for poly. We have a yellow one, which means...
And facilitating connections.
We're sort of flitting about and, you know, introducing people who are curious about being introduced.
And for some, like this evening's winning couple, Graham and Aneri, they end up finding a spark between the jokes.
It's so fascinating to, like, hear someone's father speak about them the first time that you've ever met them. Like, it's such an insane and different experience than you normally get.
And Aneri feels the same.
At the very least, I would like to go on a date and see where it leads. But I like him. It's so much more fun to go out and meet people and feel their energy.
Other than just finding each other, Graham and Aneri say that the real draw of the Love Isn't Blind experience is the magnetic energy of the crowd. Being around people looking for love between laughs.
I think there's an unfortunately transactional nature to the way that we've all started to connect. And there's something unpredictable and magnetic about just the human energy that I think we're all missing a bit of.
And beyond just that, attendees can agree on one thing.
I think a lot of the guys here are hot.
I think some of the guys are really cute.
There's some cute people here.
If you're over 25.
I honestly say I like the apps a little better. It's very much a lot of millennials here, and I'm 22.
But even if the offline crowd isn't what you're used to, you may just find what you're looking for.
Honestly, there's people that I might have swiped left on the apps, but then I meet them in person and it's a yes. Or at least a maybe. Like, let's at least go on a date.
So if you're swiping through a sea of red flags on the apps, maybe give the in-person crowd a try at the next Love Isn't Blind. For KCRW, I'm Kelsey Gante.
Coming up after the break, can Los Angeles ever find an alternative to cars to get around the city? And do many of us even want to? LA's transportation laboratory? That's next.